Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. So you burnt your nuts yesterday?
I burnt everything on my left-hand side from my nuts down, yes.
From the nuts down?
Yep, from the nuts down, yeah. Made a thing of chicken noodle soup. Remember the soup I bought for Sam Ramsdale to put in her mouth, at the can of soup? I brought it home.
The can of soup.
Right.
That full can she had in her mouth?
Yeah.
Wipe it down?
She tried to. Yeah, I wiped it down. Yeah.
Okay.
I wiped it down after she got done with it.
Oh, that's right. You bought a giant can.
She couldn't fit it in her mouth. Exactly right. So
I was going to ask if the imprint of her punching bag was still on the bottom of that can.
Yeah, no. So I was like, you know, right, well, it looked really good. So I bought it. You know,
why throw it out?
It was like egg noodles and carrots and chicken looked really good. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to move some soup. I'm going to have some soup for lunch.
So, who's a hungry boy?
So I was a hungry boy. And it was like, you know, I put it in a bowl there, nice and big and packed. I put it for 4 minutes in the microwave.
Oh, you microwaved it?
Yeah,
yes, I did.
That's tough.
Yeah, so
I do the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I want soup now. I don't want to sit there and stir a pot.
That bowl acts as some kind of weird, you know.
Yeah.
Convection
to me,
it's like a safe.
To me, it tastes good. So, you know, and again, this is, I want quick and easy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right? So I put it in there. I take it out.
Do you stir it and then put it back in?
No. I put 4 minutes, it's done.
That's it.
It's hot. You know,
some of it's cool, and then some of it's lava.
It pretty much stays boiling, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was actually bubbles, like a molten lava thing. They're all bubbling, right? I bring it upstairs to my office, get ready to do my work, put it down by my computer. Now, my computer desk, which I need a new one, by the way, has this drawer that comes out.
You need
out,
a new one?
Has a shelf that comes out, yeah.
Because of the soup incident?
I'll get to that. Thank you.
Okay.
So,
tease.
I pull the drawer, you know, the shelf out there. Put my soup on it. I'm, you know, fumbling around with a couple.
Doesn't seem like a good place to put the soup.
I, that's usually where I put my food when I eat.
Mm.
You know, I'm usually eating in front of the computer.
Yeah.
So I put it down there.
I could see a sandwich, but soup is dangerous.
No, I put heavier things on there.
Okay.
Yeah. So I put it on there, and I'm doing my stuff. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the shelf just came off. Just bam, and all I know is all of a sudden there was this blinding hot flash of heat that hitting me in the junk, my leg, inner thigh. I'm wearing shorts, by the way. Shorts, no shoes or socks, nothing. So everything poured down my left leg. Most of it landed, like all the chicken noodles stuff landed on my left foot.
How freshly out of the microwave at that point?
I would say 2 minutes.
Ugh.
2 minutes. Enough to make me jump. And, yeah, so I ended up, you know, luckily the junk area seemed to not get hurt, but my inner thigh had a burn and the top of my foot had a burn. So, yeah, so, and not to mention that the stupid heavy mug that I had, those thick mugs, also landed on my foot when it came crashing down.
I think even the worst part is just the cleanup after that.
Oh, my God. Everywhere. Oh, my God. You'd be like, how do you clean up a bunch of noodles, carrots, and chicken, and broth went everywhere?
You almost just want to close the door and just be like, well, F that.
Yeah, sell the house. Yeah, exactly. You know, because I naturally had to go and get a mop and everything, so my feet are in the broth, so I tracked. You saw the actual barefoot.
There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do.
Of chicken broth. And I had to go back with a mop and wash down where I walked, like to the whole upper floor area, my whole office. I had to vacuum up all the noodles and chicken and stuff like that.
Yeah, when stuff like that happens, I instantly see a clock. Like, wow, I just lost 20 minutes of my life.
Yeah, it was more like 40 for me. Yeah, but by the time I got everything all done and everything, and my office chair is still kind of saturated with chicken broth.
Yay.
Yeah. So I had to put like a towel on. I blotted as much as I could, but you know, so it's got chicken broth in the chair too. But
well, now every time you fart, it'll smell like soup.
Appreciate that. Thank you. But yeah, it's like roasted chicken. But so everything else seems cooled off.
Bubbles.
But I do like the top of my foot's a little burned right now from
all
the
soup. So you were injured by your food?
My stupid soup. Yep.
Minnesota woman's 42-foot fingernails named world's longest.
Ooh.
I would hope so.
42.
Yeah, who's in second place?
I don't even want to know. Why is this a thing?
Seriously, how do you sleep? How do you do anything?
What does it look like?
Oh, usually they're like all curled up and stuff like that.
They do. They kind of look like bad dreadlocks.
Yeah, or like, you know, remember what was that corn chip that they said was the cone things, the cone scoops?
Bugles,
that was it. Bugles. Yeah, remember, put bugles in your fingers. Picture that like 15 feet longer or more.
A Minnesota woman whose fingernails have a combined length of 42 feet.
It's still a lot.
10.4 inches has been awarded two Guinness World Record titles. Diana Armstrong. I would say let's call her, but she wouldn't be able to pick up the phone.
Seriously.
She wouldn't be able to like press the cell phone button.
Nothing, right.
Right, like how does she eat ice cream?
Yeah. No, we all know.
Scoops it.
What?
Okay, how about the bathroom?
The fingernail.
The bathroom. Unless you have a bidet.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Yep.
That is the worst one.
When your friend like shoot you the garden hose in the backyard.
Well, you probably cut your chest up brushing your teeth.
Yeah. How do you sleep? Do you sleep with your hands out like this? You know, like stuck out to your sides?
On the positive side, you don't have that spot on your back you can't reach.
And it's gross, too. You ever see those people? Like, their fingers have, like, ram horns on their, like, little curly and whatnot.
How do you set yourself up with soap?
Right. How?
She must look like she ran through a bunch of prickers. Armstrong, who has been growing out her nails for over 25 years, said her longest one is on her right thumb.
Wouldn't they smell after a while, too?
It's 4 feet, 6.7 inches.
Oh, my God. That could kill somebody. That really could. You'd be walking through the mall one day and you trip them. Ah, you'd gore the person in front of you.
I see people with really long fingernails. I wonder how they can type or like.
Imagine she's like walking along the road and like she's picking up like garbage and whatnot.
Yeah, just your phone now with the tag. You just hear the.
Right. You just see. Yeah. Like she's walking. You see there's like potato chip bags and like McDonald's stuff all stuck to her fingers from walking.
Well, you can rake the yard.
You could.
With just using your hand.
It's true. Someone has an itch from across the room. Yep.
Her shortest nail is her left pinky, measuring 3 feet, 7 inches.
Oh, that's a dagger.
Armstrong said she initially started growing out her fingernails after her daughter died from an asthma attack at the age of 16. Quote, she was the only one who did my nails. Oh.
So she just stopped getting her nails done, and they just grew long, and now she's in Guinness.
She polished them and filed them for me, end quote. Armstrong told Guinness World Records, quote, she did my nails that night before.
And she just kept
on growing. We was up all night.
Wow.
So I just couldn't cut my nails after that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. See, I thought she was crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, I still do. I know that yeah. You think that's sweet. It's still gross.
Yeah, I mean, after like a couple of months, okay, I got to get this done now.
You're the mother. You should know how to trim your nails. You had to do that for your daughter at some point.
Yeah, your daughter would say, Ma, cut those nails.
Your daughter wants you to cut the nails.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Yeah.
It's time.
Just like whispering.
It's time.
Ma, cut your nails. Middle of the night, just go, Ma, cut your nails. Oh, I just got a sign. Cut my nails.
How do you not slam them in a car door?
Seriously.
Like elevator.
Yeah.
How do you press an elevator button?
You don't. Use your foot.
There's a lot going on.
Use your foot for everything.
Oh, your foot.
Right. Your other appendage. Unless she's growing those nails out, too. I've seen that.
There's other things she can't do.
How do you walk? Yeah.
Even just getting dressed.
Yeah.
You know who really likes it, though? The cat or the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Let me scratch your hiney.
Right.
Oh. 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 Me
Nirvana.
Like.
Oh. Yeah, the cat smoking a cigarette.
All right, you want to try to help somebody?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
Is it Gary Busey?
No.
Okay, then yes, I'm on board.
All right, Kimmy Seltzer, confidence therapist and a dating strategist, is on. We're going to help Emma in Wallingford write her dating profile.
Oh, okay, this should be fun.
Hi, Kimmy.
Hi there, how are you?
Good morning. All right, I'm going to conference Emma in. Emma?
Good morning.
All right.
Good morning.
Hi. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
So this is the worst thing.
What's going on?
All right, hold on. I'm going to handle the setup here. The hardest thing to do is to write a profile for a dating app.
Yeah.
About yourself.
About yourself.
Because you don't even know where to start, and then you don't want to be too funny and people don't get it. You don't want to be too serious. You want to be too short. You don't want to be too long. You don't want to be too creepy.
No.
You don't want to be too bitchy. I've seen that.
Yeah, well, God, yeah.
You could just read.
Right, don't bother if you do this, and this.
Yeah, don't even bother.
And I'm not going to bother at all. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bye.
And then I think, Kimmy, the question is, where do you start? So I guess you have to ask Emma a couple questions. Then you could figure out a starting point.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So, Emma, first of all, are you doing dating apps? Are you doing dating sites? Like, what are you actually on? Have you even started yet?
No, I have not started yet. I'm interested, but I have not started, no. I haven't had the need.
Okay. No truck stops? No.
Okay, so you're not...
Yes.
So you're not a... You're not 18. You're not 25. You've been married before, right? So this is.
Right.
I just want to say, you know, I don't know, you know, midlife, whatever you want to call it, but you're an adult.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good starting point. So we're starting with an adult, and then also, how long have you been single for?
A couple of months, about 2 months.
Okay,
the
so this is all
new for
you.
And it's been dos meses, yes.
Yeah, okay, so you haven't been on a date yet, and, like, this is all, like, brand new.
I was dating for 15 months, but we have been apart for two.
Okay, so Kimmy, all right, this is going to take a long time if we just pull this out one piece at a time.
Right.
So Emma was married and then was no longer married. How long?
I was married for 30 years.
You were married for 30 years, and then how long have you not been married?
Three,
and in that period, you dated someone for 15 months?
Correct.
Okay, and then now it's been two since you've had a date with that person. That dissolved.
Correct.
Okay, and this is where we are now. Have you been on any dates since then?
No.
Okay.
That's why she's here.
That's why she's here. Thank you, AJ.
She likes her auto mechanic.
Yes. Well, thanks for the summary. No, and the reason why I ask is because a lot of times when you get on the dating apps, you're just starting to date. If you've been in more of a relationship person rather than dating, it's first getting into that mindset, that learning how to date without getting attacked, and really just, you know, kind of meeting people. I always say, like, dating online is almost like a party online. You're just out there to just connect with people, learn how to flirt, you know, and really just learn about yourself in the process. So I wanted to, like, just mention that, because a lot of times relationship people jump in vetting for their next boyfriend. Does that make sense?
Now,
let's get to the part where we're writing something up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do the write-up. Okay, so the first thing is pictures. Before we even do the write-up.
Oh, very good.
Not the good ones.
Oh, we got it. Because, you know, there's a progression in what people look for in a profile. The first is going to be the pictures. And then they'll look at the demographics, like how old you are, where you live.
Okay.
And then they'll get to your written profile.
You're right. And this is so important. So the pictures first. Now, do you show cleavage? You don't show cleavage? What do we think of cleavage?
The cleavage. No, that's not really something that I would recommend, unless that's something that you want. It sends a certain message with the cleavage.
Some people like it. Some women are like, hey, this is a part of the package.
Right, exactly. Swipe a credit card here.
Well, it depends how deep the cleavage is, right? A little cleavage is okay.
Yeah,
but
even with
the
Grand Canyon,
like,
more tasteful.
And it's also, like, what it is that you want, you know, because
so are you saying,
a certain message.
Are you saying the longer the cleavage, the sluttier the person?
I didn't say that.
That means
No, I'm just wondering. Like, if it's an inch, it's like tasteful cleavage.
Right, right.
If it's 6 inches, it's like, hey, what are you trying to say here?
Hey.
The length of the cleavage tells 1,000 words. So, would be something to take a look at.
Okay. Yeah, you'll be
in terms of the pictures. Yeah, let's go over just the rules. Number one, your picture shouldn't be more than 2 years old. I mean, if you can have recent pictures, that's the best. And the pictures should be ones of you, a couple of them full body and a couple of them like three-quarter length. And it should be you in a dating image, you know, not you holding a bowling ball with, like, you know, ragged hair and sweats, which I've seen.
Oh.
You should get your hair and makeup done, be intentional.
No filter.
You know, and just market yourself. You know, filter or not filter, that's not, you know, I mean, not high filter, but something that looks natural is okay. I think at the end of the day, you just want to look like you, but the best version of you. Okay. And then the other thing to keep in mind, because
how many?
Well, I don't. I would say 3 to 5 is great to start.
Okay.
As long as they're consistent and they're good, and you're, because here's what I'm going to say: you're only as good as your worst pitcher.
Do mug shots
count? I've seen
it
over and over again. What?
Do mug shots count? Just kidding.
Mug shots is not what I would recommend. Okay. No. I would take that one out because you could have great shot. If you have one mug shot, that is what people will remember. For instance,
gotcha.
Yeah, I was working with this woman's profile, and she had this great picture of her in front of a Corvette, and she had flowy hair, and she looked gorgeous. And the next one was her, like, all raggedy and sweats with, you know, not looking so hot.
Well,
and she wasn't getting clicks on her pic.
Yeah, on duty and off duty. Go for
no,
it.
No, but you don't see that. Like, that to me would be appealing. Like, you're confident enough to show that you also, you're not dressed up all the time.
Right.
This is me in my, you know, casual... hang out, watch
but
the football.
Casual
this is
what I wake up
to,
frumpy.
Yes. Right.
Casual okay. doesn't mean frumpy. And you have to think this is your advertisement, right? Like, this is what people first see. You only have seconds, and people are swiping really fast, you know, on the pictures. And if they just see that one, they'll swipe left, meaning they'll pass you by.
Okay.
So you really want to put yes. And this is psychology 101. I mean, it's like if you have two websites and they have the same content, one's updated, one's not, which one are you going to click on? I mean, this is just what research says, right? So, like, you want to really market yourself.
Like
the best picture, the best version of you. Yeah.
What?
And
hold
Emma,
hold on.
The point I'm making is that, like, when you see fast food, they always show you the burger in beautiful form. It's not the one you're going to get, but you want to show, you want to advertise, say, this is what
you can get.
That's
a good point.
Yeah. Like, look how good this looks. Look.
Don't you want to eat this?
You want this one. Yeah, exactly. Right. If they show you the real one, forget about it.
Yeah.
Now, whether that burger tastes good or not, that's up to, you know, the taster, but you have to get them to the burger first, right?
Oh, that's good.
And so that's. Yeah, so that's exactly the thing. And then Emma, you know, I'm an image consultant as well, so I do a lot of makeovers. And one of the things that's really important is first understanding your body type and also the colors that work for you.
Oh my God!
Because
this is
that
a whole
also
deal.
Will play
so
well in a picture. It's a whole it's exciting to know that there are things that you can do to really start putting yourself out
there.
This
is feeling like an Oprah like makeover show. Let's get to the point where we're writing. The profile, because anybody who goes on a dating app has a tough time with this.
Yes.
I think most people.
Yeah.
Because now you have to sell
yourself. Yeah.
How do you go about this? Where do you begin?
Low miles?
Yeah. I have a 3-prong approach that I teach people. You know, first and foremost, you always want to write a little bit about you. And when I say that, meaning make it interesting, make it a little bit in a storytelling context. Don't write a laundry list of things. Don't say, I like to read, I like to write,
boring.
I like to play ball. It's so boring. Like, instead of saying I like to travel, say you'll find me in the hills of Machu Picchu and traveling to Italy. You know, like,
what is she,
tell
Inca?
A little bit about you.
Mountain goat. You can find me in the hills of Machu Picchu. Accept this quest.
Here I am, Renning Horns.
Well, right, because if you are one of those people, then you're going to be attracted to whatever that is said.
Hold on
and
a second.
So,
if you don't talk or think like that, should you write like that? Because I hear that. When I hear you'll find me in the hills, I'm like,
expensive.
Her and I have nothing in common.
She's expensive.
Maybe we both like tea.
Right.
But that's about it.
Right. No, she's want to travel. She's talking about money.
Like, I like to travel. That's what I like. You just got to it in a couple of words.
Right.
I like to travel.
Yeah, Machu Picchu, who cares?
Right, but the more specific, and this, again, is just research-based, the more specific you get on something, it makes you jump out. It's just like the whole marketing thing.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's interesting, that's fun, you know, or that's something that I can ask that person about. Because you have to think of it in ways of conversation.
Well, you can say, would you like to travel? That's a good one.
No, I see what you're saying, though, because when I read a real estate description on a house, when it's beautifully written...
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, that's nice.
That's
it puts
lovely.
Me there.
Yeah.
It's a cut above the...
Exactly.
I'm not hanging on a cliff of Machu
Picchu. It's like telling a story.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe you need some help with that.
Maybe it's not Machu Picchu.
If you're not a good writer.
Yeah. Get ghostwriter.
Yeah.
There are people who do that, who write profiles. I mean, I certainly edit and help people, but there are people who actually write.
Yes.
So then, Emma, then after that... then you write a little bit about the kind of person you're looking for, the kind of guy. And this is where you get to, like, talk about, you know, what you're looking for in a guy. You're my guy if, dot, 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 and whatever that is. And
what is it, Emma?
What is it, Emma?
I'm looking for somebody who's got civility and loyalty and integrity and honesty.
No, really. What do you got?
That's a good place to start. And also,
it would have to be a little bit formed out differently than that. I understand what she's saying. You really want to get personal, but got to be yourself. You don't want bullets because nobody wants to read that. That's kind of boring, or at least on my behalf. I'm not that kind of person. So I think if you just have your personality pop on there, I think that's...
How would you say what she just said, Kimmy? Civility, loyalty, all these other words. How would you say something like
no
that?
No bums.
Well, yeah. I mean, First of all, what you just said, the no bums, never do a negative, like no high maintenance people or no bums, like that kind of thing. Any negativity is going to be read as, you know,
negative.
Bad.
Yeah.
And so you want to always keep it positive. I mean, what she just said is really awesome. And then if she could just sprinkle some, you know, examples, and this is the third part of what it might look like to be on a date together. Like on a Friday afternoon, we would be doing, you know, X, Y, and Z. We would go to a fantastic restaurant and with a glass of Pinot Noir. Like whatever that like vision is, the more, again, your storytelling and you put emotion into it, the person feels something when they read it.
I'm going to give you a little lesson on what guys, when they're on a dating site, are looking for.
Okay, the inside scoop.
The pictures.
Yep.
And I want to read no kids.
Yeah.
Right. Let's be honest, Kimmy.
Yeah.
You know.
You want to read no kids?
You may find me in the mountains of
Machu Picchu.
And we could lunch, and a special date would be. Do you really think a guy is reading through this like, oh, that sounds special.
That sounds lovely, yes. My book club would love this one. No. And you know what, saying fresh from prison, not a deal breaker.
Wow, she's hot.
Right.
Well, that's why the pictures are so important, because honestly, if the girl is hot, it doesn't matter what she writes. I mean, let's be honest. That's how the male brain works.
Yeah, but she's hot.
And with females, too.
Why
if she writes the Machu Picchu thing and she's hot, like, you would contact her, right?
Yes. And you do have to write a little description, but it's all, on the dating apps, it's all the women. They run the show. Like, they had their inbox, they're not going on to other people's inboxes. They're like, they're just flooded.
Yeah.
If you have a good picture, it's flooded.
Yep.
So as the guy, you have to write a good, funny, like, hey, saw your whatever.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
You got to stand out.
Yeah, you got to stand out.
No dick pics.
I love your Machu Picchus.
Oh, my God. I'm never going to hear the end of the Machu Picchu. Well, the thing that's important, too, is that, and even with guys, the pictures are important because women are visual, too. So it's not just that. But what you hit on is what I was going to mention, too, in any profile. Having your personality and having it be funny, And like just flirty as well, that also will jump out. Like having any kind of personality into your profile is going to be a good thing, because then that will be more the conversation. And when you're first reaching out or you're first like connecting with someone, the other thing I tell people is don't do the canned lines that a lot of these apps give you. And avoid the lofty questions like, oh, how was your weekend? Like that just never...
Yeah. It's garbage.
That never goes well.
It's garbage. You.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then what would the next step be, Kimmy?
Yeah. So I think, you know, the best way of getting started and writing a profile, like especially since it's new, is just in long form, write out, and it's almost like brain dump, all the things that, you know, that you enjoy about, you know, the strengths that you have, your personality, activities that you like just get a list together. And then also the same thing with the man that you're looking for. And you started with a couple of qualities, Emma, that you were saying, and keep going with that. And if you just brain dump at first, it makes it easier then to extract some of those ideas and then put it in more of like a paragraph form.
Okay.
So your brain's going to take a dump. Okay.
Yeah, just getting
getting ready to dump.
Just getting the ideas out there is such a big step. Just start there, and then you can whittle away the ones that are really important to you.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. And, you know, the things that, you know, there's like four categories you can think about, like, for yourself. So one category is maybe write all your personality traits that you like about you. Like, who are you? Are you caring? Are you a good listener? Are you active? Do you like adventure?
Acrobat.
Think of kind of those acrobat, like climbing in Machu Picchu. You know, like all those things that just make your personality. The other is your talents and your strengths. Like, do you play the piano? Do you, you know, do ballet? Do you?
It sounds like a long profile.
Yeah, seriously, right?
Let's try to write one for Emma.
Dump. Right, just write, come and get it.
All right, let's try to write one for Emma.
Okay.
What about just one sentence? Short but sweet. That tells you all you have to know about Emma.
Short and sweet.
She's short but sweet.
I'm short and sweet.
Right.
She's short, but right. She's very sweet.
Right.
She's very sweet.
That's not bad.
She's a Girl Scout like, cookie.
I'd love to hear from you.
Right.
Emma, what would we write?
What are some things that come to you about you?
What about me?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm funny, outgoing. I'm adventurous. I love kayaking, fishing. I go to lots of concerts. I love sports. I love to cook. I love to ride. I'm honest. I'm loyal. I'm family oriented.
That's great. You don't need our help, by the way.
Right.
I know.
You do not need our help.
Right. Not conceited at all. No, sorry.
Yeah. Just thought about it.
Yeah.
I have thought about it. I did a little homework.
That's great.
I could tell.
I never did homework.
Wow. And then the next phase would be like what you're looking for, which you mentioned earlier. It's
right.
Like five or six words that.
Right. I'm looking for honesty and integrity, loyalty. Definitely has to be funny, stability, good work ethics. And he also has to be family oriented. I think that's very important.
All right. So no narcissists.
Right.
None.
Right.
Okay.
No narcissists.
And AJ, do you know what a narcissist is?
No.
Okay. Emma?
Yes, I know what it is.
No, can you explain it to AJ?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Help us out.
I have no idea.
Well, it's somebody that just is more concerned about them and their own feelings than other people's feelings.
Right.
And that's more important to them. So, no, we're not going to go there.
Okay, so an example would be, I say, today would have been my dad's birthday, and AJ says... Oh, and then he starts talking about his dad.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's somebody who's trying to relate. That's a relator.
I'm just having fun with you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just having fun.
Okay, yeah. Cool. And then, you know, I would say too, Emma, like
Hold on. This awkward moment brought to you by me. Okay, go ahead. Carry on.
We could do a whole segment on narcissism, by the way. Like, that's a whole thing.
Yeah, I'm good.
The other, like, list, because you put a lot of personality traits, what are also some things that you would like to do together? Like, if you envision yourself on a, like, what's a fantastic date? You know, and even kind of like write that out, because again, the more storytelling you are, the more interesting it is.
The more I hear Emma, the more I'm convinced she does not need our help.
No, she did a good job
by
herself.
She did a good job.
She did an awesome job.
Yeah. That first part sounded like a bank, the honesty, integrity, and all that stuff, like a lending institution. I'm looking for a place with honesty, integrity. I'm like, no. You got to find a nice way to say that. Cause I first thought of a bank.
All right, Kimmy, the next time you're on, we're going to each write up a dating profile for one another.
Oh, my God, no.
Oh, my God. I love it. That would be fun to, like, do audits.
Here's the deal with Kimmy. You could get a free coaching call with Kimmy.
Nice.
One freebie. You go to askkimmy.com. We're linked up on the radio station website. Emma, thank you very much.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for doing this.
You're going to be fine.
You're fine.
Yeah, fine.
Kimmy, thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.